And really, we're talking about, he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the working, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. But what I'm doing is I'm doing line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. All right? So tonight we're going to begin to read in verse number 17. The apostles get into the old life and the new life. How many know when you come into the new life, the old ones to tag along?
Yeah.
All right?
That's right.
And the Lord's going to give us instructions how to overcome the old life so we can operate in the fullness of the new life. The new life.
Amen.
And in verse number 17, the Word of God says, "This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ, if so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Christ." The truth is in Jesus. And I want to focus your attention tonight in verse number 18. He says, "Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart." So tonight, first thing we're looking at is the darkness. The darkness. Well, Pastor, why are you talking about this? Because God wants us to know exactly what we're battling with. Amen?
Amen.
So, the portal of the soul is your eye, and the darkness of the eye. And Jesus gives us that in Matthew chapter 6. If you open your Bibles to Matthew 6. When you get there, say amen.
Amen.
Matthew 6, verse number 22. The Word of God says, "The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, the whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, the whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is the darkness?" Okay? So we're talking about the darkness. It starts with the portal of your eye. And the eye also represents the evil in our text. So look with me in John chapter 3. John chapter 3. Verse number 19. The Word says this, "And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth the truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Now we're walking in the light as he is in the light, and we have fellowship with one another. The blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed us from the sin, our sin." But the Lord's speaking about something here. He's reminding us that our eyes are a portal. The adversary wants to come into your eyes to get to your heart, your brain, to sow evil. Amen? But God has provided for you and I the escape. With that in mind, in Romans chapter 13, verse number 12, the Apostle Paul says this. He says, "The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light."
Amen.
Here's the problem that happens so much. We try to put the armor of light over the darkness. To cover the darkness.
Amen.
But he says to us, he gives us instructions how to escape it is. He says for us to cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Amen. Amen. The light doesn't cover the darkness, it expels it. Amen. Now, remember, there is therefore no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus that are walking in the Spirit, not in the flesh. In other words, we're all in a place with our walk with the Lord.
Right.
Amen. And God's given us instructions how we can work and have a more victory in our battles. Amen. If the Apostle Paul says we're more than conquerors through Christ that gives us strength, what we're learning first is the darkness comes through the eye. It sows evil, but we have an escape. How do we escape evil? Jesus. Because I can do what? All things through Christ that gives me strength. Amen. Personally, I couldn't do it in myself.
No. That's right.
You cannot do it in yourself. That's why the Lord has given you and I a helper, an advocate, the Holy Spirit. Because he's our very present help in time of need. One thing about the Holy Spirit, he never leaves you, no matter where you're at, God's there.
That's right.
And guess what? The Word declares to you and I that he's as close as the call of his name.
That's right.
He says, when you call on me, I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you didn't know. Amen? So as we're looking at this, secondly, we're looking at the darkness. But what we have is a disconnect. A disconnect. Being alienated from the life of God. In other words, that speaks about being disconnected. Amen? So when we look at the separation, look with me in Colossians chapter 1. Are you with me?
Yes.
The Apostle Paul is reminding the church of Colossae, and he's reminding you and I, because we're all children of God. Amen? So, he is speaking to the body of Christ. He's speaking to the believers. He's speaking to his children. He says in verse 21, "In you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now have he reconciled. And the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight." Amen. Boy, I thank you for that word. Amen. I thank God for his word. And what he wants us to understand that the separation comes. And we look at the source in Matthew 15. Jesus speaking in verse number 8. He says to us, "This people draw nigh unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." Amen. Remember, where there's confusion, there's every evil work.
Yes.
We know the adversary is the artist of confusion. He's always trying to bring confusion. Amen? And God's a God that does things decently. He does them in order. So he gives us the solution to this in Ephesians chapter 2. Let's begin to read verse number 11. He says, "Wherefore remember that ye be in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision, by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh, made by hands. That at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of the promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ.
Hallelujah.
For he is our peace, who have made both one, and have broken down the middle wall partition between us." Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Romans 11 that God broke off the natural branch, so you and I, the Gentile, the unnatural branch, could be grafted in. Amen. I'm grateful for the no-so mentality. Amen. You know, so many times if we are thinking so, the devil can mess with our thinking.
Yeah, right.
Amen. And I believe that God wants us to have a no-so mentality, that we're not conformed to this world, but we're being transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. In other words, as I take this word and apply it to my heart and my life, all of a sudden there's a transformation, there's a change that takes place.
Yeah. Amen.
The word is the only thing that truly changes the believer.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
The word of God says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, and as God's word goes forth, sometimes we don't even recognize it, but our faith is being increased even in the midst as the word of God is being spoken. The Lord was speaking to me about something today. I guess it's for somebody here tonight. And what he spoke to me about, he said, many believe that they do not have faith enough to be healed of their sickness and their disease. And God said to me this morning, for the believer, the child of God, he doesn't desire for you to have faith for healing, but to have faith in the healer.
Amen.
In other words, we're trusting Jesus. We're trusting Jesus.
Yes.
We're trusting the Lord with all of our heart.
That's right.
We're leaning not to our understanding. All of our ways, we acknowledge Him, and He's directing our path. And then, do you need a healer? Believe, have faith in the healer.
Yep, that's right.
Jesus. Amen. I would sing a song, but I want y'all to stay. Now, if the Holy Spirit was singing it, it would be joyful to you.
Amen.
But if Carl's singing it, I don't know. Are you with me?
Yes. Amen. Amen.
So with the disconnection, they're disconnected because of the delusion. The delusion. And I have the first step of delusion is the confusion. I'm one of them rhymers all the time, man. Bear with me with that. But you know something, Isaiah 59. The Word of God tells us, as His disciples, we're all His disciples, we're all growing in the Lord, tells us to study and show ourselves approved, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. And I want you to understand, the more Word you get in you, man, look out.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you right now, I was ministering to someone this afternoon, And one of the things that the Lord was speaking about, some of these times when we're going through different ministries and we hear different messages and we've been in different places and we don't know what it's for, but all of a sudden when we're faced something, that word rises up inside of us that we heard. And all of a sudden that word rises up and helps us to be overcomers. You know, we overcome the adversary by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And our word of our testimony needs to be sure. As we speak the word of God, He is the way, He is the truth, He is the light. So as we're speaking the word, it's nothing but truth.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So if I'm speaking the truth, then I can speak to the adversary and take authority of him, because he's trying to bring error. Amen. But in Isaiah 59, verse number 8, he says, the way of peace they know not, and there is no judgment in their goings. They have made their crooked paths. Whosoever shall go it therein shall not know peace. Amen. That's what happens when the adversary tries by delusion to bring confusion. Amen. Remember, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness, meekness, temperance, and faith. Amen. So our peace comes from a fruit of the Spirit within us. And the peace of God that surmounts every bit of understanding guards our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. And the reason I brought this scripture up with the delusion and the confusion is the adversary tries to make you think there's other ways to bring you peace.
Yeah.
There's a venture.
Yeah.
Take this pill and you'll get peace. Drink this bottle and you'll get peace. Smoke this joint and you'll get peace. You know? And it's all lies and deception. It's delusion. There's no truth in it.
Amen.
Amen. Because usually when you come down from whatever you took, the situation or the problem is still there. Nothing has changed.
Exactly right.
Amen. And God wants you and I to know that our peace comes from within, not from without. Amen. That you have the spirit of peace inside of you. So we're talking about the conception in Romans chapter 10. The Apostle Paul says in verse number 3. He says, for they being ignorant of God's righteousness, or in going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. Going about to establish their own righteousness, haven't submitted themselves to his righteousness. We are the righteousness of Jesus Christ. But the Bible says, my righteousness is like filthy rags.
Yes.
Amen? But I have the righteousness that you have, the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Amen? So with that in mind, calls for the change. In 1 Peter chapter 1. Verse number 13. The apostle says, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind and be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy.
Amen.
Amen. In other words, our sanctification is a process that takes our entire lifetime.
Amen.
And we're being sanctified by the Word of God. But the Word only sanctifies and helps us is if we put application to it.
That's right.
It's like the old paint the brush in the wall. Unless the paint is applied to the wall will never be transformed. And unless we take the word and apply it in our hearts and lives, we're looking and waiting for a transformation, and it's not happening. Amen. Jesus said, if you abide in me, and my word abides in you. Amen. In other words, what we're doing is we're just not chewing on this. But we digest it.
That's right.
You can chew on food and spit it out, but your body isn't going to get much help from the chewing on the food. Amen. You have to swallow it, then digest it, so it has an effect in your hearts and lives. So lastly, we're looking at the deception of the enemy. And I used this 2 Corinthians 4 for that, where the apostle says in verse number 4.
What's that? Deception.
That's okay, honey. You got everyone's attention.
Sure.
You know what happened? They heard that sound and everybody said, okay, I better pay attention. Is that a sound or not? The time was just perfect. The Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 4:4 says, he reminds us, "And whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." You know, there's a world that's been blinded by darkness, and we have the answer.
Amen.
Yeah, we do.
Yes, we do. Yes.
His name is Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. That's right. And guess what? You do not have to be a theologian.
Yes.
You just have to be someone that loves the Lord and loves people. Yes. And if you love the Lord and love people, then all of a sudden we're letting our light so shine before men that they may see our good works, give the Father in heaven all the glory. Amen? So what is he saying to us tonight in this study? Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, those that are not receiving the light, they stay in the darkness. Their understanding is darkness because of the darkness of the eye being evil. But God has given the escape. Being alienated is the disconnection, the separation. We know the source and we know the solution to that. The delusion, the ignorance, comes from the confusion, but by the conception of God's word, there's the change. Don't buy into the deception, the blindness of the heart. Amen?
Amen.
In other words, we are ministers of the gospel. We have the answer to every problem, every circumstance, every situation. His name is Jesus.
Amen?
Amen. And each and every one of you, just where you are in the walk with the Lord, God will use you right where you're at because he loves you and he has a plan and purpose in every one of our lives. Amen?
Amen.
And when I read the Word of God, guess what it says? He says, "I know the plans I have for you," says the Lord.
Amen.
Plans for good.
That's right.
And the plans for, and not for evil, to give you hope and to give you an expected end. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Can we stand? If you can.
Thank you. Thank you, Justin.
Can we just surrender to the Lord tonight?
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, I thank you for every man, woman, and child in this room tonight, Father God. I thank you that you called them to be here tonight. That you had a purpose and you had a plan for each and every one. Now, Father God, I pray that the Spirit moves in a supernatural way in every heart, in every life, that this word that is being sowed, Father God, the wind of the Spirit will blow on it, Father God, and it will manifest itself and produce fruit, Father God, that is evident not only to the receiver, but to those that are around them.
That's right.
So, Father God, I speak divine favor upon each and every one. I ask you, Lord, to open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings where there's not room to bear. You're Jehovah Jireh. You're the God that provides for each and every one of our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Have your way in our hearts and lives, and may we be a witness to others of your goodness, of your mercy, and of your grace. And we'll never cease to give you praise, but we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.